Republican Representative Don Frisky of Merrill is proposing a 25-year pilot project that would give the state forestry division control of the 1.6 million acre Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest. Frisky says state control is needed to protect Wisconsin's $28 billion forest products industry. He says the current national forest plan puts too many restrictions on timber harvests, and that's driving some companies to leave the state.
If you look at the economic impact, we'll take a look at International Paper that is pretty much pulled completely out of Wisconsin. We need to be able to show them that Wisconsin's serious about managing aggressively and being able to maintain healthy forests and provide the fiber that they need to continue to operate.
Frisky sent his plan for a state takeover of the National Forest to the White House this week. It includes a request for transferring the federal funds now used to manage the forest to Wisconsin. But that troubles the head of the state's forestry division, Paul DeLong.
If resources would be transferred, it would increase the size of state government at a time when we're scaling back. We haven't had an opportunity to really assess what this would mean and whether or not this would be in the interest of the people of the state of Wisconsin.
Republican backers of the plan say state control of national forests would put an end to the costly legal battles over timber harvests on sensitive lands. But environmental groups say when it comes to protecting wilderness, they'd be just as likely to sue the state as they are now to sue the federal government. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.